It's time for the Captain's Warm-Up Show. Let's get ready for today's game with the voice of the Captains, John Vicari.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into the Lake County Captains Baseball Radio Network. Tonight, the Captains begin a six-game road series here in Dayton, Ohio at Day Ayers Credit Union Ballpark. And the Captains versus the Dayton Dragons for the second time and second series of the 2022 season. Happy to have you aboard. I'm John Vicari, 20 minutes away from first pitch. Thank you for tuning in to the Lake County Captains warm-up show. Well, this is a matchup for the Captains with the Dragons. First time here on the road in Dayton. Second time overall. These teams both met up earlier in the season. It was actually the first home series for Lake County that started on April 12th, went to April 16th, with an off day on Easter Sunday on the 17th. The Dragons took four of the six games in that one, but all of their wins were by a margin of less than two runs. A two-run win on April 14th, and then three back-to-back-to-back one-win games, one-run games won by the Dragons from the 15th, and then a doubleheader on April 16th. So although Dayton had the advantage, it was hard-fought games between both of these opponents. What have they done recently? Well, Lake County just finished a series. They split overall. They won Sunday's game by a score of 4-3 in a lightning-quick contest that was under 2 hours, the first under 2-hour game that went nine innings for Lake County since 2016. And it was a 4-3 win with great pitching from Hunter Stanley, who got the win, as well as the starter in Tommy Mason. Timely hitting for the Captains. Corey Holland's RBI triple is what put them over the edge. In terms of the Dayton Dragons, they were dominant against Fort Wayne. It was the real litmus test for them early on because Fort Wayne came in and near Dayton in terms of the standings after or before that series, I should say. After it, there's a huge gap. Dayton now has a five-game lead on Fort Wayne, six games over the Captains. And the Dragons are now 16-5. They won five of the six against Fort Wayne, and they have won 13 games in their last 15. This is a red-hot Dayton Dragon team that Lake County looks to slow down here in Dayton's home ballpark. We'll take our first break of the Lake County Captains warm-up show, and when we come back, we will talk with the manager. Greg DiCenzo sat down with me in his office here in Dayton ahead of tonight's game, and then after that, we'll look at the starting pitching matchup, a familiar matchup, one we've already seen between these two teams, as well as who to watch for in the lineup. And then following that, lineups and first pitch from Day Air Credit Union Ballpark. The sun's out. It wasn't like that all day, but the sun is out currently. And stay right here on WJCU.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at meritechinc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
Welcome back into the Lake County Captains warm-up show here on WJCU. It is the Captains versus the Dragons, first game of a six-game road series between both of these teams here in Dayton. Today, in the first day of the Captains road trip, I spoke with the coach in Greg DiCenzo. Me and him had a good conversation about what the Captains produced in April, as well as some of the unusual circumstances that affect them a little bit tonight, as well as throughout the course of April, as well as his thoughts on some things around baseball. This is my conversation with the head skipper for Lake County, Greg DiCenzo.
Continuing here on the Lake County Captains warm-up show, and here with the manager of the Captains, Greg DiCenzo. Coach, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, JV.
So we're done with the month of April, and month we saw five doubleheaders, and a lot of good baseball from the captains. What are your takeaways from the first month?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got a lot of work to do, obviously. If you follow the team and you've been to some games, you'll see some outstanding pitching performances, you know, top to bottom, bullpen guys, starters, guys being thrust into new roles that maybe they're not accustomed to. It's been exciting to watch those guys on the bump, and I think, you know, we've complemented those guys pretty well at times, offensively and defensively. I just think, you know, we're looking for, you know, a more consistent ball club top to bottom, and that's our job as a staff, is to continue to develop guys defensively, develop guys offensively, put guys in the best position possible to succeed. And, you know, as well as the pitchers have done collectively as a group, relishing some of their new roles, I think it's taken a little bit longer for some of the position players, whether it's, you know, hitting a new spot in the order or whether it's a new position that they haven't played at a competitive standpoint just yet outside of just spring training. I think you'll start to see our guys turn the corner and get a little more comfortable in some of the newfound spots.
You talked about consistency and the fact that there's been weather delays that most likely will impact this first road game of May. How has been working through and trying to find a rhythm with all these cancellations and different things in the schedule?
I think it's a good walkthrough, so to speak, to use a football term. It's a good walkthrough in terms of what it's going to be like, you know, for the rest of their baseball careers. It's baseball, right? It's not football. It's not you know, basketball or hockey where, you know, tip off or the puck drops, you know, that's when the puck drops. That's when the tip off is. For here, it's, you know, you have a pretty good feel early in the morning what the weather's going to be like, but you have to be able to adjust. And in our sport, if you can't adjust and you can't pivot quickly, it's going to be a long night for you, or a short one, depending upon if you're a pitcher. So, you know, our guys need to learn how to do that. Our guys need to learn how to, you know, go from 0 to 60 really, really quick, and need to learn how to shut it down for maybe an hour during a delay and kick it back up. Because at the end of the year, to be quite frank, you know, the scoreboard doesn't know that there was a rain delay. The stat sheet does not know that it was cold in the month of April. No one cares that it was, you know, doubleheaders on doubleheaders on doubleheaders. The numbers are not massaged to your benefit. They are what they are, and you need to be able to answer the bell.
Absolutely. Now, you take on a team that's had a very successful month of April, the Dayton Dragons. I know it's April, so, you know, the standings may fluctuate, but how do you feel at this point you match up with Dayton?
Oh, really good. I mean, if you watched us play, I know you did, but if folks saw us play a couple weeks ago, we lost 4 of 6, but a bundle of really close games, and we didn't do ourselves any favor. I thought we shot ourselves in the foot of a couple of those games, so, or at least had some opportunities to cash in where we didn't. Left a number of runners in scoring position throughout the course of that series. So, you know, I don't think there's a marked difference between both ball clubs. We certainly know this team, you know, well enough from seeing them in spring training 1,000 times and opening up with them right out of the gate.
In terms of the last game you played, hour and 57, it was the first under 2 hour 9-inning game since 2016 for the captains. It was a mix of obviously the pitch clock as well as a lot of first pitch swinging. Do you think the pitch clock has been a positive for baseball?
I think it's been a positive for sure. You know, we're trying to get fans excited and interested in coming to the yard every day, and it's really hard to convince people to do that when it's 3.5 to 4 hours. You go to basketball or football or hockey game, and you pretty much you know exactly what it's going to entail. Baseball is different, and I think Major League Baseball is doing a really good job of trying to find some, you know, newfound ideas and avenues to make the game more exciting, make the game a little bit quicker, make the game a little bit more fan-friendly. And, you know, again, we want people to come to the yard and be excited about coming there and knowing what they're getting into.
Coach Greg DeCenzo here on the Lake County Captains Warm-Up Show. Coach, thank you.
Thanks, Divvy.
And that was Coach DeCenzo here on the Lake County Captains Warm-Up Show. Touched on a lot of things, and I think the main thing was having to ask him about the pitch clock. And he knows, in terms of baseball, you're competing with other sports. No matter what, it's sports, but it's also entertainment for people. And the pitch clock has helped the speed of games, and he's all for it. And again, Lake County's the shortest game in 6 years was on Sunday in terms of a 9-inning contest. And Coach also didn't back down from what is, you know, the Dayton Dragons, head of the division, 16-5. And both of these teams, as he mentioned, have a lot of experience versus each other. The majority of spring training, it's Reds versus Guardians in terms of overall roster. So both rosters that are very familiar with each other and will be over the course of what is 18 games left in the 2022 season between them. We'll take another break here on WJCU. When we come back, we'll preview the starting pitching matchup as well as who to watch for in the lineup. It's Captains versus Dragons, and it's coming soon here on your home for Captains Baseball, WJCU.
What's your ideal summer plan? At the ballpark every night? Just catching a few firework games? Customize the ballpark experience for your schedule and budget with a Captain's Ticket Plan starting at just $100. Pick the plan that's right for you. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Los Picantes de Lake County are back for 2022. Join us on Friday, May 13th for a knit hat giveaway presented by University Hospitals. Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates, and you'll be able to stay spicy in the cool spring weather with your own Picantes knit hat. And don't miss the first Friday night fireworks of 2022 presented by Meijer. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Welcome back into the Lake County Captains warm-up show here on WJCU. It is the Captains taking on the Dragons from Day Air Credit Union Ballpark here in Dayton, Ohio. First Captains visit of the season. We'll have five games after tonight's game here in what is a pivotal series, if you could say that, in the month of May. The Captains just want to stay within striking distance with Dayton, who's off to a very historic start to their season, 16-5 overall, and have a five-game lead over second-place Fort Wayne, a six-game lead over Lake County, who currently find themselves in third. In terms of the pitching matchup, it's the same pitching matchup that was two Tuesdays ago on April 12th, that game at Classic Park. It's Joe Boyle for the Dayton Dragons against Tanner Bibee for the Captains. In terms of the Dragons starter in Boyle, he went four innings, allowing no hits and no earned runs, did have four walks, but also K'd seven in that outing. He is a 6'7", 240-pound right-hander, big guy from he went to Notre Dame and is a resident of Goshen, Kentucky. Fifth-round selection in the 2021 draft for the Cincinnati Reds, and right now is in their top 30 prospects, according to MLB.com, number 29. Boyle, the Tuesday starter in every game or every Tuesday this season for Dayton and getting the call tonight for the Dragons. Then on the flip side, it's Tanner Bibee. He went four innings as well in the matchup against Dayton. He allowed only two hits and eight strikeouts, and both of the starters did not allow a run in what was a 5-1 win for the Captains to open up the series against Dayton. Bobby's a 6'2", 190-pound right-hander, 2021 fifth-round draft pick, and has a four-pitch mix of fastball, curve, slider, and changeup. Bibee has been great this season. 11 in the two-thirds innings, he's allowed no earned runs. 4-2 on his stat sheet, but none earned, a home run allowed, and two walks, but also 18 strikeouts. So this will be his fourth start of the season, and he still has not allowed an earned run. Does have a loss on his mark, believe it or not, 0-1 on the year, but no earned runs for the right-hander from Mission Viejo, California. Now we'll go to the lineups and who to watch for, and we will start with the Lake County Captains. At the top of the lineup, it's Joe Naranjo. After what could be considered a bit of a cold series for Naranjo, just because he didn't put up his usual spectacular numbers against Lansing, was 5 for 19, which is still very good, just not in terms of the home run power that we usually see. He's the guy to watch for because in five games versus the Dayton Dragons this season, he's 5 for 14 with 3 home runs and 8 RBIs, one of his home runs being a grand slam. He's the top of the lineup and playing first. On the flip side, for the Dayton Dragons, they have a lot of big hitters, and the biggest one is Alex McGarry, the DH. He's cleanup tonight. He has a home run versus the Captains. His only hit versus Lake Counties, but it did lead the ballpark, and he has 6 home runs on the season, which is tied for third in the Midwest League. Also, Jean-Kenzie Noel with 6 for Lake County. But McGarry, the big left-handed power bat to watch right in the heart of this lineup for the Dayton Dragons. So that's who to watch for. Give you the starting pitching matchup. Now, I would say usually lineups and first pitch coming your way after the break, but unfortunately we are in a delay. A delay that is not expected to last long at all. We were supposed to get an update at 7, and I was listening for it. It never came. I'm hearing that from the other broadcasters here, in terms of Tom Nichols, the voice of the Dayton Dragons, that it is expected to be around 7:20, 7:25 for the game. All they're doing right now is just getting the field ready. There's no rain currently, and the sun is actually out. Partly cloudy day, but due to the rain that just fell and totaled itself over the course of the morning, afternoon, and late afternoon, it's taken a while for the field crew to get everything ready to go. They've tried their hardest, and the field is looking great, especially since what it looked like when the Captains first arrived here. And there will be baseball. It just won't be at 7:05. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll provide an update around 7:15. So come back at 7:15. Hopefully we're getting the start at 7:20. And stay tuned to our social media platforms as well on Twitter, Instagram, as well as Facebook for updates in terms of starting pitch time for Lake County. But this has been the Lake County Captains warm-up show. The Dayton Dragons versus the Lake County Captains heading your way very soon. Stay with us on your home for Captains Baseball, WJCU.
Today's Captains game is currently in a weather delay presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Captain's game is currently in a weather delay presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Captain's game is currently in a weather delay presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network.
Today's Captain's game is currently in a weather delay presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's game is currently in a weather delay presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's game is currently in a weather delay presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's game is currently in a weather delay presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's game is currently in a weather delay presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's game is currently in a weather delay presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Captain's game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Captain's game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Captain's game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Captain's game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Captain's game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network.
Welcome back in here to Lake County Captains Baseball here on WGCU. We are currently in a delay here at Day Air Ballpark and haven't heard any official word. The umpiring crew, the field crew here in Dayton, as well as Lake County manager and Greg DiCenzo, as well as Dayton manager and Brian LaHare, had a little like mini conference out in right field. We're discussing things because some of the grass is still wet, and I give this field a lot of credit. It did soak up most of the rain very nicely, and the field crew did a great job applying dirt over some of the wet spots on the warning track as well as in foul territory, but it is still a little damp, and I think they were just pretty much out there feeling it for themselves because you don't want anyone injured in this game. And really something that's underrated when rain just falls on a field is how wet the playing surface is and how damp it is. And the outfield really got the brunt of this rain. The infield looks fine. The infield dirt looks very impressive as well. But the shallow areas in right center and left field, you could see some wet spots in them. So right now, still in a delay. It says on the video board here at Day Air Ballpark, update shortly. They were supposed to provide an update at 7 p.m. That's when it officially said, but now it says update shortly. When we hear official word, we'll let you know. We're going to come back at 7:25 with hopefully another update, give it another 10 minutes. But right now, both teams, in terms of the captains, are outside of their dugout and just hanging around, and the same thing with a couple of players on the Dayton Dragons. So they're expecting a game tonight, as should you, and you'll hear it on WGCU. But we'll take another quick break, and we'll be back in 10 minutes, 7:25, to provide a further update. And as just as I say this as well, it looks like they're getting the tarp out, which is very unfortunate right now. I don't know if they're going to recover the field. In terms of looking at the radar, there really hasn't been anything. It's been a tornado watch the whole day around here, which has sort of been like a running joke just because it really hasn't been that windy. And in terms of the forecast I'm looking at, or the radar, I should say, it appears that there won't be any rain within the hour. But, of course, it could be very fickle, and it looks like that they will at least reapply a tarp to some part of the field, or at least move it. They're trying to move it right now. And, again, we'll provide official update 7:25. I'm just telling you what I see and what I hear. I'll let you know soon, or rather than later. So 7:25, please come back for another update here on your home for Lake County Captains Baseball, WJCU.
Today's Captains game is currently in a weather delay presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's game is currently in a weather delay presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's game is currently in a weather delay presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's Game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Captain's Game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Captain's Game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Captain's Game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Captain's Game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Captain's Game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network.
Well, I have a further update, but you might not like it, unfortunately. Some ominous clouds have come over the ballpark here, and it's beginning to drizzle. The field crew here for the Dayton Dragons have brought on the tarp, put it across the diamond, and right now drizzle continues to fall. It looks, in terms of any radar that we've checked here throughout the day, that this storm was going to miss us, but we're sort of getting the bottom of a storm that's approaching Columbus, Ohio, which is a little higher in terms of geographically. So right now it's beginning to drizzle. There's dark storm clouds over left field and over center field wall looking up. You look at right, and it looks like a sunny day. It's clear skies, partly cloudy, but then there's a big gray cloud that's pretty much hovering over center and left center, and it's led to some drizzle here. And unfortunately, the radar, just that's what happens with wind in terms of a storm. It looked like it was going to miss us, but the crew here did actually a very good job in terms of not starting this game, waiting to see if the field was playable, really deeming, we're not sure, and then updating and checking the radar every minute that they could. And the tarp is now on the field. People are under the awnings here at the Day Air Ballpark, and right now we don't know a time in terms of when this game would start. In terms of the rainfall, it's not expected to be too long. And again, all fluctuates on how this storm goes, because some storm clouds may be coming our way around 8:30. In terms of, if you've checked it throughout the day, it looked like an hour or two ago that we weren't going to get rain here in Dayton, Ohio at all for the rest of the evening after getting a lot during the day. But obviously things have changed. The wind patterns and things that are above my pay grade in terms of explaining weather have happened here. So right now it is drizzling, turning into a bit of a light rain as I speak. And the tarp is on the field, still on the video board here at Day Air. It says currently in a delay update shortly. Once we get that update, once I hear official word, it will go out to you, the audience listening at home, as well as on social media platforms, so make sure to stay tuned there. But right now, baseball not looking like it's going to happen, I would say, soon, maybe not within the hour. We're hoping to get this game in. Of course, this is the first game of a six-game series, so there's time to make it up. Tomorrow and Thursday look promising in terms of weather, where we can get in a doubleheader if need be. But right now, rain is currently falling in Dayton, Ohio, and the game has not started between the Lake County Captains and the Dayton Dragons, the first of six here in Dayton, Ohio. 7:35, we'll come back with another update. Stay with us here on WGCU, as well as making sure you check the social media platforms on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, at LC Captains on Twitter and Instagram, and then just Lake County Captains on Facebook. But right now, rain is falling at Day Air Ballpark, and the game is currently in a weather delay due to inclement weather. So we'll take another break here on WGCU. Next update coming at 7:35. Stay with us here on your home for Captains Baseball, WGCU.
Today's Captain's game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's Game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's Game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's Game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's Game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's Game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's Game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network.
Welcome back into WJCU. Still in a weather delay here at Day Air Ballpark. Expected game between the Lake County Captains and the Dayton Dragons. It was scheduled at 7:05, but due to inclement weather, we are currently in a rain delay. The rain has softened a bit. It's not as heavy as it was. And looking out to left center field, you could see actually a rainbow in the distance because of the rain that fell, and now pretty much just cloudy skies and the sun veering over towards center field. But still a drizzle right now on the diamond. The tarp is on, and there's now puddles, of course, along the warning track as well as foul territory. And unfortunate for the Dayton Fields crew, who worked so hard to making sure that those same spots that were just saturated by rain throughout the day, getting it game ready, now they're going to have to do the same thing over again because there's just wet patches all over this place in terms of out in the outfield and, again, in foul territory, the dirt. The grass, of course, too, is going to have to soak some of it up. Luckily, though, it's not as heavy as the rain that happened earlier this morning as well as in the early afternoon. But the tarp's still on. The teams are in the clubhouse currently, and a good portion of fans are sticking around here. Dayton with a very loyal fan base, a lot of them under the awnings and still here in attendance waiting for hopefully a game and enjoying their Tuesday evening here in May. But right now, still no updates in terms of a first pitch time. It is currently in the delay update shortly still on the video board here at Day Air Ballpark. And we are, again, in a weather delay in terms of this game. Expected if, again, and this is not official word by any means, but if this game does get postponed due to inclement weather, I would expect a doubleheader tomorrow. Don't know the times, but it's a 7:05 start, so I would think around 4 or 5 for game 1 if that were to be the case. But, of course, there was hope of getting this game in, and right around first pitch time, it was fine. But rain was getting its way to develop. Rain was brewing, and then it officially fell after, again, it rained most of the day here in Dayton, Ohio. Today's weather delay is presented, by the way, by Lake County Stormwater Management. Do you know the Great Lakes contain about 20% of the fresh water in the world, and stormwater flows to Lake Erie untreated? That's why we need to do our part to protect Lake Erie and keep our stormwater clean. Love your Lake Erie. Clean water starts with you. For more information, visit the Lake County Storm Water Management Department at lakecountyohio.gov/SMD. And again, in a rather delay here, we'll give you another update. It's 7:38 right now. We'll give you another update 8 p.m. Eastern time, 8 p.m. here in Dayton, Ohio. We'll let you know of a delay, and hopefully Dayton lets us know of a delay that I could transfer on to you. But right now, in a weather delay due to inclement weather, tarp on the field at Day Air Ballpark, and game one of the six-game road series between the Lake County Captains and the Dayton Dragons in a weather delay. So stay with us here on WJCU. Update coming next at 8 p.m.
Today's Captains game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's Game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's Game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's Game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's Game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network. Today's Captain's Game is currently in a weather delay, presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Please stand by for further updates. This is the Lake County Captains Radio Network.
Yeah, here with the update sooner than we thought. I was going to tell you an update at 8 o'clock, but we have an update here at 7:45, and that is that tonight's game has been postponed due to inclement weather and poor field conditions. So the Lake County Captains will not play baseball tonight against the Dayton Dragons. Instead, tomorrow we'll see Lake County's sixth doubleheader of the season on May 4th. It will be first pitch tomorrow at 6.05 p.m., and it will be two seven-inning affairs, so game one starting at 6.05 and then game two shortly thereafter, approximately 30 minutes, has been pretty much standard procedure around the Midwest League. So no baseball tonight for the Lake County Captains. They will begin their six-game series, the first two games of this series, tomorrow, Wednesday, May 4th. And again, Captains versus the Dragons. But this game tonight has been postponed due to inclement weather, and there was a window in which we thought here at the ballpark that we could get it in, but that window quickly closed on us. But tomorrow, And this is fingers crossed, of course, but tomorrow it looks like all good in terms of the weather and everything. So all sails ahead there pretty much in terms of we should be good to go. But again, this now postponement, by the way, is presented by Lake County Stormwater Management. Did you know the Great Lakes contain 20% of the fresh water in the world? And stormwater flows to Lake Erie untreated. That's why we need to do our part to protect Lake Erie and keep our stormwater clean. Love your Lake Erie. Clean water starts with you. For more information, visit the Lake County Stormwater Management Department at lakecountyohio.gov/smd. So again, tomorrow, 6.05 p.m. will be the first game of a doubleheader, Lake County Captains and Dayton Dragons, which means that we'll talk to you at 5.45 tomorrow. So see you then. This has been not a presentation of Captains Baseball, but at least a warm-up show as well as a postponement here on WGCU, your home for Lake County Captains Baseball. I'm John Vaccari. Thank you for spending part of your Tuesday evening with us, and we hope you spend a majority of your evening tomorrow on Wednesday with us here on WJCU, your home for Lake County Captains Baseball.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at nopec.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Get your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Mentor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Mentor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Mentor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Mentor Nissan, featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family fun Sunday presented by Mentor Nissan. Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck. Thank you for listening to Lake County Captains Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lake County Captains and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lake County Captains.